Are you a collector? I know some people collect all kinds of things. Some people like to collect stamps, or coins, or baseball cards, or some even say, I just sit and collect dust. But you know, there's something perhaps that we might have a lot of. And if something is missing, you can easily identify it. I remember perhaps a few years ago when the 50 state quarters came out, you know, everybody was trying to get each and every state. And you would not have a complete collection unless you had all 50. But I perhaps have a different collection. In my bookshelf at home, I have the complete hardback set of the Hardy Boys, whom I loved growing up, including the handbook. And you know, if one book is missing, I can tell you which one it was, because they're all in numerical order and everything is smoothly going from one thing to the next. But if you think about it, even God has a collection. And there is something that He collects. And that something is sheep. When you read the Bible, you find that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 10, that's what He begins to tell us in verse 11. In John chapter 10, and beginning in verse 11, Jesus says these words, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives His life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus is more than a collector. When you think about what it is that you have a lot of, how much care do you have for them? Do you spend a lot of time with perhaps each and every item? And when you think about the value that they have to us, think about even more so as we, being the sheep of God, are valued unto Him. And just as if we are missing one piece from our collection, what would God do for one thing that is missing from His collection? You see, each and every sheep is equally important. And when you turn with me to the Gospel of Matthew, the 18th chapter, you find Jesus say just exactly how important each sheep is. In Matthew chapter 18, now beginning in verse 11, I'd like for us to conclude thinking about a few things that Jesus said. Here in Matthew chapter 18, beginning in verse 11, Jesus said, For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. When a collector has an entire collection, when he succeeds in getting every item on his list, imagine his rejoicing. I think about one of the dreams that I've always had, and also that dream helped me in a way to come up here to check off my 30 arenas where there are hockey games being played. Imagine my rejoicing when I finally have been to the 30th and final one. But you know that is nothing compared to the rejoicing that God has when every sheep is home and accounted for. You know, recently I was thinking there were people that we've been praying about. Some that perhaps have not been attending here for a good while. And it was so good to see them to come back. Some that have been here that have been out sick. Some even in the hospital and rehab for many weeks at a time. Good to see they're finally back. Those perhaps that have not even lived as faithfully as they have wandered away. And yes, had come back home. What about us? Perhaps are we the very sheep that have gone astray? Are we willing to come back home? Do we know the sheep that have gone astray? Can we go to them, help them find their way to come back home again? Just as Jesus pointed out in verse 14 of Matthew chapter 18, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. He does not want any sheep to be lost, but rather he wants every sheep to be saved. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, that God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And likewise, Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Each and every one of us, we are all important in the eyes of God. This evening, the invitation is extended. Perhaps there is one that has wandered away that needs to come home. One that is even not perhaps a child of God or in the fold of Christ. If you need to respond to the invitation and we can assist in any way, won't you come as together we stand and sing.